This is WLRN's Sunday Breakfast with the Arts. I'm Caroline Brader-Watts. Each week, I'll bring you stories and conversations from South Florida's arts community. A new theater opens this weekend in Boca Raton, in the building that once housed a beloved old theater, the Caldwell. It's managed by two ladies with an interesting history in South Florida, Marilyn and Kimberly Wick, the owners of Costume World. Kimberly chatted recently about the Caldwell and the challenges of opening a performing arts venue.
Well, of course, the Caldwell was a wonderful theater, and they did wonderful work for many, many years, and we respect them and honor them. But this is a new place, and we think that the theatrical experience should start right when the valet opens your car door. And that's what's going to happen here. The shows are going to be amazing, and you should be immersed in the whole process the minute you get out of your car. So we have valet parkers, and we have a lovely lobby, scrumptious food, beautiful cocktails and drinks in a real glass, and you'll sit down and see a fabulous show, and hopefully afterwards stay for a cabaret and mingle with your friends, meet new friends and old friends, and we're looking forward to making it a really fabulous destination. It was a labor of love. We bought Dodger Costumes and Production Company roughly 7-8 years ago now. We opened up the museum thinking this would be a fun little afternoon thing, and of course it grew into what is now the probably 50% of the reason that we decided to make this transition was because of the museum. It opens in November. It's an amazing collection, over 42 original Broadway wardrobes, spanning almost 100 years of Broadway history. And I will tell you, if you're a theater lover, you will feel like you're visiting old friends. So do make sure you're back for the grand opening of the museum, which is November 5th. Well, we're trying to reach that audience that's had a void for a while here without a musical theater house. And we, some people know, quite a few people know, that over 40 years we've been in the largest costume rental house in the country. We know every producer in the country, and every one of them said, open with the Sound of Music. Everybody loves it. It brings the families back to the theater. If you do it well, it will appease those folks that have seen it 10 times, and I know we're doing it well. It is I've watched rehearsals already, and we're 2 weeks in, and it's just amazing. We've had an amazing, amazing support from both the Caldwell community as well as new patrons to this venue. And it's been overwhelmingly positive. We've had time and time again, thank you so much for reopening this wonderful building. Thank you so much for bringing musical theater so we don't have to travel 70 miles to the north or 50 miles to the south to see it. And that's very encouraging. And they've been extremely supportive. The other day I was talking with a gal. She bought her subscription. She called me back the following day. She said, is the box office open? Of course I said yes. She brought four of her girlfriends in, and they all bought subscriptions. We have had some folks, because they really enjoyed the straight plays that were performed at the Caldwell years ago, that said, you know, are you eventually going to have a dramatic series? And I believe we will. We're quite certain that we will. It will be a smaller series, maybe three shows, but we're looking forward to doing that. And again, we're a little new in the theater business. We have to walk before we run, but once we get running, you won't be able to stop us.
For more information about the Wick Theater, visit thewick.org. To hear the complete conversation with Kimberly Wick, you can log on to my website, artsradionetwork.com, and you can also follow me on Twitter @artsradio. For WLRN, I'm Caroline Brader-Watts.